The guitarist and songwriter Annie Clark, who goes by the stage name St. Vincent, was on this program a few years ago. She told us that she doesn't like to explain her songs. She feels like it can be a disservice to her fans. As she put it, "I'd rather leave a little room for people to put themselves into it." Well, let's climb together into St. Vincent's newest album. It's her fourth. It has a simple title, St. Vincent. It comes out next week, but you can hear the whole thing this week at our website, npr.org/music. This is a feature we call First Listen. Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton are the co-hosts of NPR Music's All Songs Considered, and they're with us to talk about St. Vincent, the artist and the album.
Goodbye to your seat.
So, Robin Hilton, you know Annie Clark was on tour doing a project with David Byrne for the last year, year and a half.
Put out a record called Love This Giant.
Right. And she comes home from this tour, settles down. 36 hours later, she's writing the music to this new album, St. Vincent.
Yeah, in this song, Digital Witness, like a lot of the songs on this record, has a very existential theme. She asks, what's the point of doing anything if you can't share it, you know, post a photo online?
Poking fun at all of
this. All of this, and a commentary really on the digital age where the closest contact we have with other humans is seeing them on a screen somewhere.
What's the point of even
She works with bands doing very organic music, bands in a room playing music, but then as a guitarist, she takes that guitar sound and changes it to a very digital sound. So you get this organic and inorganic things coming together, and you can really hear it in this song, Bring Me Your Loves.
Bring me your loves, all your loves, your loves, I wanna love them too, you know?
This song, also like a lot of the other cuts on this record, it's a very aggressive song. Even the cover of this record has a picture of Annie Clark sitting on a throne looking sinister, like some sort of futuristic overlord. But a lot of these songs come from very vulnerable moments. In one song, she talks about walking through the desert naked and coming upon a rattlesnake, a true story. And then there's a really tender moment in a song called I Prefer Your Love.
Yeah, in that song, it's a very bold again line. She says, I prefer your love to Jesus. Could really rattle a lot of people, but the love that she prefers in the song is about her mom and her mom and a sickness and a frightful time that they had in her mother's health. She wrote this song as a gift to her mom.
I prefer
And when you hear this song, as pretty as it is, it really works well juxtaposed to those bold in-your-face sounds, and it really gives you a good overview of what this whole record by St. Vincent is about.
NPR's Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton talking about the new album from St. Vincent, which comes out next week, but you can hear the whole thing now at our website, npr.org/music.